Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Menacha Yisir Aleph. We begin on the very last line of Yud Amud Beis. So he did a kmitza, but the problem is he found something that doesn't belong in there. Kamatz, he did the kmitza v'al b'yodeh, he discovers that in his hand, in his scoop, there's a tzrar, a little pebble, which is pretty much displacing the dough that's meant to be in that spot. So it's a missing kaimetz, oigargar melech, or a granule of salt. Same idea. Oikaret levoin, or a granule of the incense, which accompanies the mincha. All these don't belong inside the kaimetz. Kaimetz is possible. Why do we need to provide all these examples, which are pretty much rooted in the same underlying point? It's a missing kaimetz. Why the repetition? Kolhani lamali, why discuss all these cases? Tzricha, each one has a lesson. Ditana tzrar, we only discussed the case of the pebble, b'shem d'lev b'shakravahi, because a pebble is never suitable for hakrava. So, of course, it interferes. Aval melech d'bas hakravahi, but if it's a piece of salt which is connected to carbon, in fact, every carbon, including a mincha, is sprinkled with salt, so technically the material is suitable material in general. It doesn't belong in the kaimetz, but it's hakrava material. The bas hakrava, he aim with his kasher, so perhaps you can count it in. On the other hand, Vitana Melech, the Mishnah only discusses the salt and not the levoina. I would say, you know why the salt is a problem? Because it's a foreign entity relative to the dough. Deloi ikba bahadi mincha miyukara, because it was never bound together with the mincha. It wasn't placed in the same kli for it to be considered one and the same entity. The salt comes after the kmitza is done, so it's really out of place. So that's why it's considered a missing kaimetz. Ava lavoina digba adi mincha, but lavoina material which actually was already established together with the mincha in the kli miyikar. Initially they put the dough and then they add the lavoina. Perhaps they're bound together. It's like one entity. Aim with his kashers. Even if you find some levain in the kaimetz, maybe you can let it pass. It's all in the family. Kamash Malone says the mission. No, any sort of missing kaimetz, be it because you found a pebble which is totally foreign to a mincha, salt which is quasi foreign, or levaina which is sort of part of the package right now, still it disqualifies the mincha. And the reason is, because it was told, it was learned, that a kaimetz which is, it's missing, or it's too bloated, too big, too much material, is pasul. A missing kaimetz, or is too much there. Either way, the kaimetz is pasul. Ask the Gemara. You know, that's one issue. The kaimetz is missing because of the foreign item, you know, found inside. But aside from that issue, there's a more straightforward issue, which is chatzitza. Because that granule, that pebble, is getting in the way between the kohen's skin and the rest of the dough. Ma'iriyah mishum chaser v'yeser. Why discuss missing or too big? V'tepikle mishum chatzitza. There is a more simple issue, which is chatzitza. Amar b'yirimya min atzad was speaking that the pebble is off to the side. So the scoop itself is unhindered. There's a pebble off to the, like, all at the edge, facing the outside of the kmitza. So it's not getting in between the skin and the material. Okay, so in that case, there's no chatzitza issues. Rather, it's because it's chaser. Okay, now we talk so much about the act of kmitza. How do you go about doing it? Do you scoop it like this, sideways, upside down? How do you do it? The pasuk just says v'kamatz. You do this scoop out. How do you do that? Amale Abaye, he asked the question little Rabbi Ketzad Kamsin. How do you go about doing kmitza? Amale Kedekamsi Inshi. the way people do it. And the Gemara understands it to mean, Rashi says, mashma b'chol ha'etzboi, using all your fingers, a fistful like this. Eisvei comes a kasha, says Abaye, I have a braisa which says, no, it's only done with three fingers. Zuzeres and the braisa itemizes one's fingers, right, one by one, each one with its own unique name corresponding to its function in the Torah. So the pinky, the small finger, is called Zuzeres, called the Zeres, because that's where the Zeres measurement begins from. It's a tefach that you measure from the, you know, last finger to the first finger. Zukmitza. The next finger, one off from the pinky, is called a kmitza. And the reason is because that's where you begin the kmitza. Right? So the kmitza only involves three fingers, not the last one as well. Zu'ama, the middle finger, is called Amma, because it's the one that sticks out the farthest, and that's where you measure the measurement Amma, from the edge of that finger all the way to the elbow. That's called the Amma measurement. Next finger is Zu'etzba, that's the etzba, the coin dips into the blood, and, you know. Zu'goidel, and the thumb is called the goidel, which Rashi says is pertinent for the mitzvah. That's where they put the blood, the oil, on the goidel of the mitzvah. So clearly we see that the act of kmitza does not involve the all five fingers. Actually, it begins from the second to the last, so it's only a partial scoop. You're right, Elul HaHashvos, you're right, it's only a three-finger scoop. The point of involving the other fingers, Rava meant LaHashvos, to even out the material. So you do the scoop with the three, but then there's some protrusions, there's something sticking out, uneven. Use the pinky to wipe off the excess on bottom and the thumb on top. Hechi Ovid, so again, how do you do this? Do you go with your fingers facing up, facing down, sideways? Omar Rav Zutra Batuv Yomar Rav Choyfe Sholosh Etzboiz Valpat Ashmagia Pasir Adi V'Koymetz. He says, you take the three middle fingers and you do the kmitza by scooping it over the palm. Okay, so you come in like this, sideways, and you scoop out with just three fingers over the palm. Tanya Nam Yochai, find the same in the Braisa, that the kmitza is done in this manner. Pasuk says, right, V'kamatz misham meloi kumtzai, the kaimetz fill, full kaimetz, full scoop. Yochai mevuretz, perhaps it means, just protruding from all sides, like a super jumbo-sized scoop out. Tamulayma comes the pasuk back and says, "Bekumtzai," has to be inserted in the kaimetz, limited to that area only. So it's a limited type of scoop. No, ibekumtzai, if only from the pasuk bekumtzai, yachal parashas boys. Perhaps it means a little pinch, a little, just a little using the tips of the fingers, a little teeny pinch of flour or whatever. The kaimetz full, so it's a full scoop. Okay, so how do you work this out? Is it mini or jumbo? The answer is somewhere in the middle. As we explained before, you use your three fingers, but fully, folding them over the palm, and you do a kmitza in that manner, so you have a substantial kmitza, but it's limited to that, to that three finger area. Now, in some instances, the mincha material wasn't just pliable dough, it was already fried or baked. How do you ensure that it stays within this little, three-finger zone? So, like we explained, use the thumb on top to wipe away the excess, to even it out. And likewise, using the pinky on bottom, in fact, this is the most difficult task, most challenging task in the Migdash, to get it right. Ask the Gemara, this is the only difficult task. Zui v'suloi, there's no other challenging avoida. V'ikam malika, what about the act of malika, which requires the Kohen to use just his right hand, clutching the bird and doing the malika with his nail, a very complicated task. V'ikam chafina, what about the double scoop that the Kohen Gadol does Yom Kippur with the Ketoret, which is also a complicated operation. You're right. The act of kmitza is just one of several challenging, difficult, tricky tasks in the Midrash. Amar Papa. Pshita limalai koim seikin kam tzeinshi. It's clear to me in terms of direction of scooping, it's the way people do it. Malai kumtze means the way people typically do it, the way Rashi learns it. We have the bowl of material and we slide our hand in sideways. Right? So you come in from the side of the finger, side of the hand, not the front, not the top, just like on diagonal, you come in like this, sideways, and you get the scoop in there and you scoop it out. So that certainly works. Boy Rapapa. So Rapapa wasn't sure about other forms of kmitza if they work. What about Kamatz Barash Etzbaisav? So he put his palm facing down on the material and scooped with his fingers pulling back. My, what's the, does that work? I'm not studying. My, what if he placed the back of his hand on the material instead of shook back and forth until the material ended up inside the fingers and he did the scoop that way? My, what if he ran his hand in totally backwards, upside down, so the back of his hand was facing downward and he came in on a diagonal like a shovel, upside down, and did the kmitza? My, what's the halacha there? Take it with even unresolved, because this is not your standard kmitza, move. Amar Papa Pshitali continues our Papa regarding a similar discussion about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, who's meant to do the two-handed scoop of the Keteres. So the Torah doesn't, describe it in play by play. What we assume Kamalei Chafrav means, because Chafrav is where people typically do so. They take both hands and they come in sort of a diagonal and they meet their hands together with the material stuck in between, right? That's typical. By Rapapa, now comes a question. What about Chafam Barash Etzbaisav? So he went fingers in first and scooped it out like that. And that's how he did his scoop. Ma, what's the halacha there? We're not studying. What if he put the back of his hand down on the keteres and sort of wiggled back and forth until he accumulated the keteres within his hands? Ma, what's the halacha there? Chafan biyad? Chafan bezu, ubezu. Let's say he did the double scoop by first scooping one handful and then the other handful, right? Chafan bezu, ubezu. He did two separate handfuls and then he joined them together as one doubled handful. Ma, what's the halacha in this case? In all these cases, take it or leave it unresolved, because this isn't really the typical way of doing it. Okay, now let's go back to the kaimitz of a mincha, which we know is meant to be placed inside a kli. Right? So after kmitza, you take the kmitza, you put it into the kli for kiddush kli. So certainly it's meant to be in a kli sharas, boi rapapa. Furthermore, es rapapa, dafki le kaimitz, but dafni de monamai. What if the kaimitz was glued, was stuck to the wall? The interior wall of the kli sharas. Shall we say it works or not? Toich kli ba'inan va'ika. Is a requirement that it should be inside? It is inside. Adilma hanacha b'seicha ba'inan v'leika. Perhaps you need to place it down on the bottom the way it's meant to be. In this case, it's still on the wall. Teiku v'leika. You don't have that. Teiku. We leave it unresolved. But my Ravashi comes another question. What about hafchi l'mona? He took the kli sharas, turned it upside down. V'davki l'kamitz barisi l'mona. And on the back, there was some sort of inverted space, some sort of containment area, but it's on the back of the kli. And he put the kaimitz in there. My, what's the halacha there? Shall we say, hanocha b'seicha b'inan v'ika? The main point is to have the kaimitz inside. It's inside. It's in a, it's in a indentation, right? So it's contained in a container. You can say, tikna b'inan v'leka. No, it needs to be properly placed inside the way a properly functioning kli is meant to serve. Right side up, take it, we leave it unresolved. Okay, so we discussed the kaimitz, which is missing some material, it's puzzle. Too big is also puzzle. How do you go about doing the kmitza? Ideally, coming in, swooping in on diagonal, and then pulling out with those three fingers, using the top and bottom to smooth it out. In the other direction, we're unsure about. Continue the mission. Okay, Ketzer the Oisus, how does he go about with the Kmitza? Poishet Etzes, Oisav HaPasyode, right? Like we said, you use the, right? You fold the three fingers over the palm, and he goes about doing the Kmitza. Now, Ribo Shamna, Chaser Shamna, the Mincha is meant to have a prescribed amount of oil. Hey, look, let's say he added too much oil. Or he diminished the amount, less than required. or he did less lavoina than required psula. In all these cases, the mincha is pas. Says the Gemara. What's the example of too much oil? Amar Lazar. A mincha is meant to have one lug. He set aside two lugin, and he mixed it into the mincha. Now, just why does he have to talk about a case where he designated two lugin? Just speak simply that he added another, you know, an ounce into the mix. But like me, could have easily learned a mishnah kan irba shemen the chulin shemen the chaverti mixed in some random oil, chulin oil or oil that belonged to a different mincha. Why specifically a case of hifrish la shnei lugin? Well, says the Morchitema, perhaps we can argue, Shemen de Chulin, Shemen de Chavert loy pasal. Then a factor Beleza will hold that if he mixes in random oil, it doesn't disqualify the mincha. Only oil which was, you know, earmarked for the mincha, and it's too much, that's a problem. But takes random oil, that's not a problem. Really? Really? Maska Florav Zutra Batu, I have a question. El Miata, if that's the case, so we know that when one mixes oil into a mincha, which is not meant to have oil, like a mincha schoite, which is meant to be bone dry. Mincha is pasal, right? What do you mean? He mixed in mincha, which is oil, which is random oil, which according to what we just said doesn't disqualify a mincha. El miata, if that's the requirement for psul, it has to be designated for this mincha, just too much. So mincha is choyte, regarding a mincha of a sinner, where oil doesn't belong in there to begin with. The apostle b'shemen, which we know for a fact that if you mix in oil, it makes it pasul. Hecha mishkachas, how's that to ever happen? Ididah, if the oil was meant for this mincha, well, it wasn't. Halesla, the mincha doesn't have oil. Idichun, the chaverta, is it random oil? Harmless leposel just told me it doesn't disqualify. Answers the Gemara, you're right. Rablazer didn't mean to say the only time extra oil disqualifies if it was meant for this mincha. Rablazer, let me buy you ka'amar. He was going like this. It goes without saying. It's simple. It's obvious. Let me buy you. Of course, dechun, the chaverta, if it's random oil, the posel, if it's mixed in, it's posel. I will hear Shlosh Neilugin, but in our case, there's an added point to be made. Suppose he did designate two lug. You think perhaps it helps the matter. It's better. Hoil vaychazile. Look at each bottle. Each bottle on its own is okay. You're okay. Both together is too much, but each one on its own, independent of the other, is subro material. So perhaps it's not as terrible. When you go and mix them both in, so perhaps it should not disqualify the mincha when both are mixed in. Kamash one comes to Blaz and says no. Even in this case, where the oil was designated for the mincha, too much is no good. No, how does Blaz know this to be true? Umanole the Rebbe Zahar. Amarava, take a look at the Mishnah. Take a close look at the semantics of our Mishnah, which will teach you this point. Masis and Kashisi, he had difficulty with the lashon of the Mishnah. My eri the Tani Rebbe Shamna. Why does the Mishnah stress that he added its oil Shamna? Mapikei, Shemin Shalom. Why discuss its oil? Listen to Ribbul Shemin instead of simply saying, he added oil. Hello, Kamash, on the point that Rishon is stressed. Afagav Divish Lashne, look at even the case where he earmarked the double dose of oil for this mincha, once he mixes it in, it's possible. Chisa Levana, so too little Levana is possible as well. Rabbanon, how little is too little? You're meant to have a kaimetz amount, right? That's the shira levoina. Let's say a kaimetz would be an ounce. That's how much levoina you put on the mincha. Chasra, it's missing some levoina. V'aim del karet echad, you're left with just one granule. That's too little psula. Al shnei karting sheref, there are two granules, you can get away with that. That's Rabbi the Shita. Okay, so two at a minimum. Shimon Aymer, even one is okay. Al karet echad ksher pachas become psula. One granule is okay, less than that is possible. Ask the word about Tanya. So is that true? The coin to Rav Shimon, one granule works. Rav Shimon, I'm a kaimetz levoina. Whether it's the kaimetz or levoina, shechaser kol shu possible. Even a drop missing from the levoina is possible. Here we say up to a granule. Today let's revise the price. A granule of levoina which went missing even below that point, it's possible, but one granule is okay. Another way to answer this question is like this. It depends how the levoina is being brought together with a mincha. Then we say one granule is enough, because as we're going to see in the pasuk later, in this sort of package form, one is enough. But if it's levoina donated on its own, you could donate the levoina on its own, then you need a full amount. Any less doesn't cut it. What you're saying, it depends. Rav Shimon allows one granule when it's Lavoina that's accompanying a mincha as part of the package. The other brayso where he says too little is no good. That's when the Lavoina was donated on its own, so over there there's no leeway. In fact, we have three different opinions regarding Lavoina missing. Right? I mean, this missing Lavoina. Lavoina that, you know, was meant to be with the mincha and its missing part. So we have three shittas. In the Mishnah, we have Rav Meir, who says any missing Lavoina is possible. Rav Meir, Savar, Kaimetz, Betchila, Kaimetz, Besai. You start with a Kaimetz, a Lavoina, you end with a Kaimetz, a Lavoina, no leeway. Rabbi the Savar, Rabbi the Braisa says, Kaimetz, Betchila. Yeah, you got to start with the right amount. Ushnei Kratim, Besai. But ultimately, if you're missing, even two granules does the job. Works. Rabbi Shimon Savar, Kaimetz, Betchila, you got to start with the Kaimetz, Bekari, Decha, Besai. Ultimately, if you just left with one granule, it's enough, and it's all based on the same pasuk. They're all three based on the same pasuk, which says, "V'es kol ha'levina shal ha'mincha." So the pasuk refers to all the levina on the mincha. Remei Savar, kol means literally the entire badge, entire dose, nothing missing. Adik, Remei Savar, the ikar levina, ikar by the mincha miikara. Right? It's not going to work unless you have the full amount of levina that was bound to the mincha from the first moment, which means the full kaimetz. Adi isa lelevoina, the igba ba'adim mincha mikar. Rabbi the Savar, he says, look, the word kol means any amount, kol, any little amount. Right? Two ways to learn the word kol. Kol can mean the full amount, nothing missing. Kol can mean no, even a little bit. Any amount works. Kol means afilu karet, echad karet, even one. Karet would be enough at this point. And the word s in the pasuk is also a minimizer, only even just a little bit. Sorry, S means to add. S means to add. So we went down to just one granule. Comes S and says, no, up it to two. S, rabbis karet, ach, you need another one, so kontrabida, two at a minimum. Shimon, ashley darish. Shimon says, kol means any amount, even one granule. He doesn't focus on the word S, so you're left with just one. Okay, so three shittas regarding the minimum amount of levina that works. So you have to start with the kaimetz according to all shittas. Rav Meir says you got to stay with the kaimetz. Anything less doesn't work. Rabbi Yehuda says two granules. Rav Shimon says one. Ve'amar b'tzom reisim Rav Yechonon machleikus b'levina aboyim amincha. You meant to know this whole discussion. Full kaimetz, two granules, what? That's levina that comes with the mincha, because that's the pasuk that we just discussed. But if a fellow donates levoina on its own as a separate offering, all agree it needs to be kaimetz at a minimum. There's no wiggle room here. All agree you start with the kaimetz, you end with the kaimetz. Look at the pasuk. It says, you know, that compromise, so to speak, is good with kaimetz that comes with a mincha. The behad mincha in. Yeah, only a levina that comes with a mincha. Then we have leeway, but levina that comes on its own is not referred to in that pasuk. So there we need a full amount. Furthermore, our discussion regarding the minimum requirement of levina is only levina bar mincha, that levina comes with a mincha, aval levina baba zichin. So the levina that's contained in the spoons that accompany lechem apanim, there's no leeway there. It's got to be the right amount. Even I call all rishnei kohen some betchila. You start with two scoops and the two spoons, and that's how it has to proceed. Rishnei kotzim b'soif. Ultimately, you need the same amount. You can't no negotiations. Says m'pshita. Well, of course, there's no pasuk to allow less. Why would I think? Perhaps I can think it has the same status as levina with a mincha, because ultimately it's part of the lechem apanim package. So perhaps it has the same, same rules. Kivin the lechem asu, since it's accompanying the breads, kasher ala mincha damyo, it can be covered by that pasuk that we spoke about before. Levina that comes with a mincha has leeway. No, the point is no. Kamashmon is a different setup, and the levina has to be full and complete. Concludes the Gemara. It's not so simple. Pligi bo Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Nitzchak Nafcha. There was machlokes between these two chachamim. Chad Abba One explained, as we said before, machlokes, our three shittos regarding the minimum amount of levina that can work. Levina bovne ema mincha. That's levina that comes with a mincha because of that pasuk that allows for a leeway. Levina bovne atzma. Levina that is offered on its own. All agree. It's got to be fully intact. Opponent says no. So just as we have a disagreement regarding Levina that comedy is a mincha, some say less than kaim it's worse. Kach machlekes bezu. Same would apply with Levina that's offered out on its own. Levina is Levina. Just like there we say less than the kaim it's works. Likewise, even in the case of Levina that comes on its own. Okay, the Mishnah says if it's missing Levina, it's possible. Ha yasir kshera. Let's make a diuk. The Mishnah would imply that if it's more Levina than required, it would be okay. But Tani, we have a brayta which says it's no good. Yasir psula, even too much Levina is possible. Depends how much you add it. If you add a little bit, it's still okay. Kigon shefer shleshnei kmatzin. Was speaking that he was mafresh two kaimitz fills of Levina. That's double dose. That's too much. That's why it's possible. But if it's just one plus, that's okay. The Amar Mevachama, furthermore, on this halacha, Hifer Shloshnei Kmotzin. Suppose the owner earmarked two kaimitz, you know, amounts of Levina. Fine. So far, it was just Tofrash. It wasn't put into the mincha. The Avad Echad Mehen Kaidu Kmitzin. And then, One of the doses disappeared. Okay, so it happened, but it happened, in fact, before the kmitza, before the hakrava began. That saves the day. They haven't been bound together with the mincha because it's still before kmitza. But aha kmitza. Suppose the kmitza already occurred, and then one of the Levina doses disappeared. It's too late. Hukpu. They both became bound with the mincha. And now the mincha has a double dose of Levina, and it's possible. V'amar Rabbi Bracham, Hifrish Arba K'motzim L'shnei Bazichin. On a similar token, let's move over to the Lechem Apanim, which has two spoonfuls of Levina. Each one has a kaim, it's full. Instead of doing two, he set aside four. The same story happened. Two got lost. Va'avdu shnai mehen. It depends when it happened. Kaidim siluk bazichin, if it occurred before, he removed the spoons off the shulchan, which is sort of the initiation of the akrava. So it happened before that. Lo'yukbu. The extra levoina does no harm. It wasn't really connected yet to the carbon. But if it occurred la'achar siluk bazichin, if the mazichin had been removed, which is like an act of kmita, which activates the akrava process, and now you have too much levoina around, hukbu. They're all bound to the package, and now it disqualifies because it's too much. So it's pretty much a repetition of the earlier halacha. Why does Rambam Bacham have to repeat the same halacha twice? He set aside too much, the extra disappeared, depends when it disappeared, before the akrava, after the akrava. So why repeat the same or the similar halacha regarding a mincha and regarding lechem apanim as well? Hainuach, isn't it both the same point? Ma'od tema, perhaps I would think, you could differentiate. Perhaps by the lechem apanim it's worse. Why? Kivin the burr. You see, in contrast to a regular mincha where the levoina doesn't stand alone, it's in the container, it's sort of sitting together with. Right? So. Again, in contrast to regular mincha where the dough is one glob and the kmitza has to be separated, right? I'm talking about the kmitza of the dough first. So the kmitza has to be detached, separated. So there I understand before that happened, it's still premature, it's early in the process, and again, if the extra levoina disappeared, you save the day. But by lechem apanim, with the kmitza, in this case the levoina, and the spoons are inherently separate. All the time, perhaps I can think, even the butter, it's like butter on Shabbos, you separate. Kaimus the dadi, kaimus the levoina within the spoons are inherently separate. They're standalone. They're in the spoons. So I would think kibush yegiyah zman lefarka once. It's time to pull them away. It's midday on Shabbos. Kiman de prikadami. Let's treat it as though it happened already. And therefore, At this point, at this stage, if you have too much levoina in the area, all that levoina now becomes bound and connected to this package, and the lechem apanim is puzzle. Even before you actually did that pull out, you separated the spoons, you pulled them off the table. So perhaps by lechem apanim, it's worse, it's more severe. Again, he designated too much levoina. We say that if the levoina disappeared before he pulled away the bezichim, which is the initiation of the aktara, which is the activation of the akrava process, you're safe. Perhaps not. Perhaps as soon as the time for doing so has come, you treat it as though it's already happening, because it's already here, it's separate, ready to go. Kamashmalan says the Gemara, no. The point is no. As long as the extra levoina disappeared before you actually pulled out and removed these spoons, which is the physical step taken to activate the akrava process, until that happens, you can still modify things, and as long as you got rid of the actual levoina, you're safe. Because ultimately, during the actual akrava, you only had two spoons of levoina, so you saved the mincha. Okay, so quick chazar, we had the Mishnah. Too much oil, too little oil is pasul. Chiddush was even if the oil was meant for this mincha, we have too little levoina is possible. Well, we have three shittas. According to Ramei, any missing levoina. According to Rabbi Yudah, two granules is enough. Rabbi Shimon says even one granule is enough. But according to many, that leniency only applies to levoina that accompanies a mincha, because it's based on that pasuk. Ve'ez kala levoina asher ala mincha. And we discussed a double dose of levoina being problematic, but again, only if it was present during the act of kmitza, and likewise by lechem apanim during the act of siluk bezichin, which corresponds to the act of kmitza by yemincha. All the best to you and much hatzlacha.